Once again, we say welcome aboard. It's good to be with you this time, Brother Mon speaking. Our program, you call a fisherman's 5-minute look at the book. We've been talking about missions this week. I love that particular subject. Preach at a lot of missions conferences in some places, not only here in the U.S., but in other countries. I love missions. I want to be more involved in missions. I want to have more of a burden, we think about, for the souls of men as far as missions is concerned. So this week we've been talking about the fisherman's view of missions, and we've been using the letter B. So first of all, thinking about the basis of missions. What is it? It's the death of Jesus Christ. Through Christ's death, every sinner alive now has hope and help. And people need to hear that. That's what we talk about, the gospel. We speak of the gospel. We present the gospel to many people. We've talked about the burden of missions. That's carried out in your life as God touches your heart. We've talked about the breadth of missions. How wide is it? It's to every nation and every creature. What's the backbone of missions? We talked about that yesterday. What is its strength? How does it stand tall? How is it supported? It's done so through the local New Testament churches we found there in Acts chapter 13. But I like this one best. What's the blessing of missions? Brother Mon, what makes you tick? What's really the blessings? You work with missions all the time. What's really the blessing of missions? 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Found this verse. I like this verse. Verse 19, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 19. All right, the writer here to the church at Thessalonica says this. He said, "For what is our hope, our joy, our crown of rejoicing?" And he said, "Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming?" He said, what's our hope and our joy and our crown of rejoicing? He said, it's you. What thrills us? You. Who is he talking to? You, these people in Thessalonica that had gotten saved. So, what is our hope, our joy, our crown of rejoicing? It has to do with souls being won to Jesus Christ. Not only these souls being saved, but also these being built. We think about being grounded, not tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. These that have grown up into spiritual maturity, souls saved, saints built, and churches established. My friend, you would say, Brother Mon, what brings you the greatest joy in life? By going into areas of the world whereby we have invested in and seeing people that have come to know Christ, and then seeing these people, they have grown, and then seeing as far as this church is concerned, a church built and established. I am here because of missions. Somebody told me about Jesus Christ. We think about this church is here because of missions. God took and spoke to people's hearts about this church. You know, as far as my growth in grace, I have to say it's because of missions and that God has done for me and give me a burden and a desire to see people saved. We think about missions. I believe with all my heart it's perpetuated by believers. The blessing of missions, seeing people come to know Christ. You know, a real blessing here for me, as far as these stations are concerned that air our programs, is from time to time, people write us. Once again, if you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the computer, just putting in fomm.org, O-R-G. But to have somebody to write and say, Brother Mon, thank you so much for preaching the gospel. Thank you so much for telling the truth. And many Christians write, they let us know, they said, amen. We're saying amen with you. And then to have some write, though, and say, Brother Mon, today, or last week, or some time ago, I trusted Christ as my Savior. What a blessing to hear that. Oh, you know, they said, what makes you tick? Just hearing that. You said, what if somebody sent you $100? Well, amen, that's good also, but not as good as what missions does, in the sense of the blessing of missions is not just the funds. Oh, it's those coming to know Christ. Perpetuated by believers. The basis of missions, the death of Christ. The burden of missions, my heart touch for people, the breadth of missions, all nations, the backbone of missions, the local church, the blessing of missions, seeing people come to know Christ. God bless you just for being there. Trust God will make you a blessed missionary. And we'll see you, Lord willing, next week, the same time. Until then, Fisher Munn saying goodbye.